that morning and he called into work. Put on his daddy's old suit with his secondhand shirt, all untucked and his shoes untied. People all snickered as he walked by, so he stopped in the bar. He bought a, what is this? Oh, yeah, he bought a shot of Stevens and another. There we go. He bummed a cigarette and sat talking with a stranger about the weather. And then he paid his bill and he stepped outside and fell down into the street. He cursed and he cried as he climbed back up to his feet again. So up the road he found a payphone and called his mom. He said, "Mom, I think I'll be coming home. I've been feeling so bad and I'm tired of this city. Ain't been the same since I lost my pretty Angeline. And Mama, I miss her so. It's been over a year and there ain't nothing I fear so much as being alone." And then he hung up the phone without saying goodbye. Stopped in a store, bought a postcard and signed it fairly well and sent it back home to Yuma. Looking back, I'd say it wasn't so much the girl as it was the booze and the dope and the way he took the weight of the world up upon his shoulders. And he let it wash the blue from his eyes as he grew colder through all those lonely nights there left. Just 23 when he stepped out on that ledge. It was his weary heart that pushed him to the edge. He was tired of living life and looking for loving. A weary heart just needs a little touch, and is that too much to ask? He cried as he stepped into the wind. He turned his back on the world and fell back to earth. So with the wind in his hair and a smile on his face, he crashed through the hood of an old 98 and laid there dying on a cold winter's day all alone. All alone.